are the full court press of Bay College Sports all season long. Maverick, 106.3.
71-64, the North survive here, and that's pretty much the same as last night. Matt Johnson, for as much as the guys did wrong today, didn't run this or that, going up against a city team that played 40 minutes of full court pressure defense, you'll take this one.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a good basketball team. They do a lot of good things. They put a lot of pressure on you. They, you know, like you said, they pressed us for 40 minutes, and you know, I thought we handled the pressure pretty well. We didn't turn it over a whole lot. I don't know what the stats are yet, but it felt pretty good. It was obviously a lot better than the 30 we had last night.
Well, you only had 8 in the first half.
No, I mean, I thought we did a good job controlling that and handling the pressure. I thought we settled in. I thought we did some really good stuff. When we moved the ball, when we ran our early offense and we got post touches, we were really good. We had guys knock down shots. Just got to be a little bit more consistent with the execution of that stuff. You know, we had some guys that didn't play particularly well and didn't play up to their ability, I think. But all in all, we worked hard enough. We gutted one out, and we went on the road and got 2 wins against 2 pretty good teams. And, you know, that should be a pretty good step for us in momentum-wise going into postseason play.
Yeah, really. I just love you know, Chris DeBessie at one point in the second half really kept you in it. Several great plays, I thought, in a row for you. And then Marcus Harris, I mean, he was on the floor more than he was on his feet.
Yeah, we a couple guys, you know, and some of them, you know, you don't want to ever tell kids to not do that, because that's exactly what we're trying to make happen all of the time. But you know, that last dive on the floor by Christian Alexander got him his 5th foul and on the floor, and those are tough because those are those effort plays that you're begging the guys to make, and then we've got some guys buying in and actually making it happen. It's awesome to see. We just have to know the situation and the time and make sure we're making the right decision and doing the right thing at the right time.
Well, we'll take the win, and we'll talk to Marcus here and get on the bus, and hopefully don't go under any overpasses.
Yeah, we don't want to get stuck under one, that's for sure. But, no, Jack, I appreciate it. All in all, a good weekend for us, 2 wins against 2 quality teams, and happy with the way that you know, that all played out going into postseason play. So appreciate everybody back home taking time out of their day and listening today and yesterday, and we appreciate the support. And hopefully we can have a packed gym in Escanaba on the 26th when our 2 teams host regional tournament play. It's going to be an awesome evening of basketball, and we need you guys out there as much as we ever have.
Do we know, are we going to be selling advance tickets, kind of like we did with the Marinette game 3 years ago?
Yeah, absolutely. There'll be tickets on sale Monday, probably, starting Monday. Let's say Monday at noon we'll have the games up, and you can get them by calling in or online to the Bay College box office. I would hope that it's going to be standing room only. It's going to be a huge game for both of our teams as we make a push going to the national tournament. You know, going to be 2 difficult games for sure, but I think 2 very winnable games. And everything we can do to have home court advantage is going to be greatly appreciated.
How about this guy here?
I had a heck of a game. Absolutely. You know, Marcus Harris was huge for us. You know, I think if you ask him, he's not going to be overly excited with how he shot the ball, but he had great looks. He took the right shot at the right time, and the energy he brought both ends of the floor was crucial to our success and our W. So, you know, the defensive end, those effort plays are what it takes, and Marcus did a heck of a job this afternoon.
Shall we hear from him?
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Jack.
Okay, thanks.